Scott Engel with Chris Spire, bench coach of the Nationals, here on the Fantasy Sports Network. Coach, Ryan Zimmerman is off to a hot start. I read like he changed his launch angle, et cetera, working with some of the coaching staff and Daniel Murphy. Is that one of the reasons why he started quickly?
I don't know what the reason is, but I'm really happy with the results. Yeah, he's that's been a, you know, a big reason why we're, you know, we've gotten off to a hard start is, you know, getting his bat back to where, you know, Zimmerman has been in the past. And, you know, I know last year was a little difficult for him. He had some injuries, and right now he's feeling great, and he's swinging the bat well. You know, and again, it's things that I don't know much about since I wasn't a great hitter, but I sure like the results.
I know, you know, you've been around the game for a while. You've seen this recent wave of analytics coming in, and Daniel Murphy was saying that he puts in some investment in that. Do you feel like it helps guys like Murph and some of your players to crunch the numbers?
Well, I think, you know, it depends on the individual. I think it's always good to have as much information as you possibly can. This is a game that you have to kind of play naturally. Some people can take all that information and be able to process it and put it where it belongs. You know, and other guys are more field guys, and they, you know, go on instincts and go on what feels good. And sometimes the more information you give somebody, you know, the more confused they get. But, you know, I think Murph has figured out how to put it all together.
Bryce Harper's off to a great start, looking like he did 2 years ago. Is it anything in the approach, or is it him just being healthy?
I think probably both. You know, and the first one comes is the health. You know, when you have your health and you're not making adjustments to try to get the bat to the zone where you need to get it, and, you know, when you're injured, you're trying to make adjustments because of that, and I think that was what happened to him last year. Right now, he's kind of locked in, so, again, it's just great to watch.
All right, Coach, I know you don't know much about fantasy, but I'm due to your help here. I drafted both Kota Glover and Blake Treinen, and what's going on with the closer situation here? What am I thinking? What am I looking for?
Well, I think it's right now, you know, it's going to be done by committee, you know, and whoever can kind of step up and do a consistent job, I'm sure Dusty's going to, you know, use, you know, whoever he thinks in a matchup situation. Until that individual, you know, comes forth and takes the ball and said, okay, I'm your guy. And, you know, that's a process that we have to feel out.
You feel like Kota, though, is eventually like a guy of the future, could be a dominant fireman in this league?
Oh, he definitely can, yeah. He's got all the attributes for it. You know, the one thing that's difficult, I think, sometimes is having having that horse that you know, can go back to back to back, you know, and have that ability to, you know, to pitch on an everyday basis as you do as a closer. And, that, you know, that's a situation that, you know, we got to see who can do that.
Last one for you, Coach. Joe Ross is looking healthy. Good first start of the year, and, you know, was working on the on some of his other pitches, including the changeup during the spring. How do you think he's looking?
Right now, I really like what I saw the last time out. You know, previously, you know, the ball seemed like it wasn't, you know, it would come out of his arm, you know, pretty hot there for maybe an inning or two, and then all of a sudden it seemed like he lost a little bit. But right now, I think there's the health thing again. He's healthy, and, you know, he sustained that for 7 innings the other day.
Coach, thanks a lot for your time.
All right, you're welcome.